Good morning. The warm front that moved through the area yesterday and brought showers and thunderstorms to the region continues to press northward into Canada. This is opening the door for a more midsummer-like feel out there this morning with summer-like warmth and humidity in place. The temperatures are in the upper 60s and lower 70s to start the day across a large part of the region, and we do have areas of locally dense fog. This will lead to hazy sunshine today, and that southwest wind will carry our temperatures all the way up into the upper 80s and lower 90s. When we factor in the dew point, close to 70 degrees, if not better, it will feel like the mid-90s and even in some cases up toward 100 degrees this afternoon. With the warm and humid environment, we run the risk of a few scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, and any storms that do fire today run the risk of becoming strong, maybe even severe, with gusty winds and hail, frequent lightning, and heavy downpours. These will be widely scattered storms this afternoon, and not everyone will have thunderstorms by the end of the day today. We still run the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, with the warm and muggy weather sticking around as low temperatures drop back into the upper 60s and lower 70s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where we'll watch a strong cold front head in our direction for tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms will be likely throughout the region during the day tomorrow, and some of these storms could also be on the strong to severe side as this front passes through. Behind the front, sharply cooler temperatures will begin to flow in the region tomorrow night. Highs tomorrow with the clouds and wet weather will be in the lower 80s, and then behind the front on Friday with a gusty northwest breeze, a few scattered leftover showers, and temperatures only making it into the middle 60s. A dry, cool weekend, but nice with lots of sunshine for both Saturday and Sunday. High pressure will be in control, and temperatures will be in the lower to middle 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the Great Lakes region and here in the Northeast and northern New England to go along with the unseasonably hot temperatures and high humidity. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Gabrielle, located 55 miles west-northwest of Bermuda with 50-mile-per-hour maximum sustained winds. A tropical storm warning is in effect for the island. Gabrielle is moving toward the northwest near 8 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue with a decrease in forward speed today and tonight. A gradual turn toward the north is expected tomorrow and tomorrow night. And the first hurricane of the season, Humberto, is located 310 miles west-northwest of the southernmost Cape Verde Islands. Humberto is moving toward the north-northwest near 8 miles per hour. The cyclone is expected to turn toward the north at a slightly faster forward speed during the next 2 days. Maximum sustained winds have now increased to near 75 miles per hour with higher gusts. Humberto could strengthen more today before a weakening trend likely starts tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 59 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 47 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear skies and 5 above 0. In Albany on the hour, patchy dense fog, 4 miles visibility and 75 degrees with a dew point of 71, 88% relative humidity, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.05 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Redding, California, to a low of 27 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, hazy, hot, and humid, lower 90s. Boston, hazy, sun, hot, and humid in the lower 90s. And in Buffalo, hazy, hot, and humid with highs in the upper 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 62. The average temperature, 71, that's 7 degrees above normal. 0.045 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, now 1.06 inches, which is 0.05 of an inch above normal. And 32.57 inches for the year, which is 5.41 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low, 54. The record high, 98, set in 1931, and the record low, 36, in 1917. Sunrise this morning was at 6:31 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:12 p.m. 12 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun, hot and humid today with a chance of thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Warm and muggy tonight with more showers and thunderstorms around and lows in the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, hot and humid today with the chance of thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid 90s. Warm and muggy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the lower to middle 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy, hot, and humid today with the chance of thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Warm and muggy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy, hot, and humid today with the chance of thunderstorms and highs around 90. Warm and muggy tonight with scattered showers and storms and lows in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, hazy sun, hot, and humid today with the chance of thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. Warm and muggy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, highs in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and turning cooler Friday. A few leftover showers, especially in the mountains, temperatures in the lower to mid 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool Saturday, lower to mid 60s. Mid to upper 60s with sunshine on Sunday giving way to increasing clouds. Chance of a shower Sunday night and Monday, otherwise partly sunny. Monday in the mid 60s and near 70 with lots of sunshine on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.